Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, calling all radio amateurs. This is Gil, Kilo, Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel, operating within the Manassas city limits, sitting in for Brad in 7IVV, and activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. On the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The Farah VHA repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 Hz sub-audible tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to the Farahnet at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and questions and answers regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have a particular topic for discussion on tonight's net, so if let's see, but I believe Rich has a letter that he would like to read, and so we'll go to K1HTV. Rich.
Gil, Camp 4 OZH, and the Farahnet from K1HTV. this past week, received a note from on the PVRC reflector on the topic of RF connector reliability. I thought I'd read it here. It was penned by Frank Donovan, W3LPL. He's written articles for QST on radio propagation. He runs a multi-op station or operated for 20 years up at Frank's place on the 160 band for both CQ and worldwide and ARRL DX contest, phone and CW. Frank knows his stuff, so this topic, I will read this from the email, and then I'll post it on the reflector for those who are not here on the net tonight. So here goes. A few words regarding the important topic of RF connector reliability. Proper connector selection, proper tools, materials, waterproofing, and installation skills are necessary to achieve excellent connector reliability. If you don't do all these things, you'll unnecessarily pay many dollars for a tower climber if you have a tower to fix it or replace a premature replacement of the expensive waterlogged coaxial cable. High-quality male UHF connectors, such as the Amphenol 83-1SP, are the far best choice for high-frequency and 6-meter RF connections. Unless you use the 7/16 DIN connectors, which are rarely used by amateurs. This is one of the worst places in your station to save a dollar or two by using cheap, imported, or nickel-plated coax connectors. If your connectors aren't labeled exactly 83-1SP with no additional characters after the 1SP, then you're probably using unreliable nickel-plated or imported RF connectors in one of the most critical applications in your station. If for some unexplainable reason, unreliable end connectors must be part of your HF or 6-meter station, only captive center pin end connectors should be used. The obsolete floating pin center connectors, end connectors should never be used. If you have a floating center connector pin in your station, especially outdoors, they must be replaced. Basically, that's where the pin is separate. You put it on the cable, you push it in the connector, and with heat and cool, the pin itself will eventually retract and make a poor contact with the mating connector. So that's why he's saying that. Anyway, continuing. Skill is required to properly install any RF connector. So I can't tell you how frequently I see botched installation of UHF connectors and other RF connectors that were installed by hams. Unskilled and proper installation of RF connectors. If you don't have the necessary skills and tools, a PBRC member, W3RFC, who runs RF connections, will happily do it professionally. He does professional work in installation of connectors on your coax. Unlike other RF connectors, the outer shell of a UHF male connector is part of the RF path. Simply hand-tightening your UHF connectors is a recipe for failure. I've sometimes seen, Frank writes, I've seen UHF connectors damaged from excessive force or unskilled use of hand tools. He recommends the use of a self-adjusting plier, such as a RoboGrip. I noticed that Harbor Freight has had a new line of these adjustable, self-adjusting pliers under the brand name Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N. They have a 7-inch one for about $10 and a 10-inch one for a little bit more, a couple more bucks. So it would be a good choice to add to your tool collection, the self-adjusting pliers. Just Google it, Harbor Freight, self-adjusting pliers, and you'll see that tool. By connecting or disconnecting a UHF connector to your radio, RF switch, antenna, or anywhere else in your station always involves proper use of a hand tool and attention to detail. If you're not using a hand tool, you're definitely not installing your UHF connectors properly. Always fully engage the two tiny pins at the end of the connector into the mating grooves in the UHF socket before you hand tighten the shell. If you notice very carefully, that most of the good connectors have those little triangle, two triangles 180 degrees apart from each other at the end of the male connector. Now you do see properly, so push that all the way in before you start turning the screw, turning the outer part of the connector. So he says always engage the two pins on the end of the connector. Always apply the hand tool to a threaded end of the pre-hand tightened shell, never to the unthreaded bottom of the shell. A UHF connector can be easily damaged by applying excessive force to the unthreaded bottom part, the bottom end of the shell. So grip it up a little bit higher, not at the end. But why use excessive force at all? Always just use enough force so that you can't remove the connector by hand. No more. About a quarter turn beyond hand tight is usually enough. Never excessively squeeze the shell as you tighten it. RF connectors must always be waterproofed when being installed outdoors. A vinyl electrical tape, even the good Scotch 33 or Scotch 88, cannot waterproof your connectors. No matter how carefully you do it, how many layers you install, vinyl electrical tape will always leak. Always use linerless, self-vulcanizing, splicing rubber tape to waterproof your outdoor connectors. Skillful installed according to the manufacturer's instructions, which always involves stretching the splicing tape as you install it. He uses Scotch 130 Charlie, Scotch 130C, linerless rubber tape, splicing tape 3/4 inch wide. Good choice, available on Amazon. They're about, it's not cheap, they're about $18 for a 30-foot roll, but it will give you a waterproof connector. So that's about it. That's the note from Frank, W3LPL, posted on the PBRC Reflector. I thought you guys would be interested in learning the right way to do it. A couple other topics. When my turn comes on the net, you put me down a little bit lower, but I have a couple other things. A question, I guess I can ask the question now, Gil. I received a note from a guy in Florida who had worked on FT8. He had some problems, and he's got two problems. I've been able to resolve one of them. The second one, I can't figure out. Maybe one of you guys who knows about monitors might be able to help him. He says, I have a 32-inch curved monitor, 1912 by 1080 resolution, as normally recommended. Then he has a 27-inch monitor in the portrait mode for his WSJTX software. He says, every time I go to WSJTX software, my 32-inch curve monitor goes from 1920 by 1080 resolution, switches to 1366 by 786. He's saying they're having a heck of a time going to the setting to change it back to the right setting. don't understand it. Can you help? So does anybody have any, anybody has any resolution to that issue, I'd appreciate it. And the final thing, just to, might as well say it now, the CaraFest 2021 is a ham fest run by the Columbia Amateur Radio Association, held at the Howard County Fairgrounds in West Friendship, Maryland. It's October the 3rd, Sunday the 3rd, $7 donation. They have VEC exams, and the gates open at 6 o'clock for vendors, $20 per tailgate, and undercover inside is $30 per space. So that's the latest on the, I think, probably one of the next upcoming HamFest. Back to you, Gil, and thanks for doing the net. This is K1HTV.
Well, thanks so much for that, Rich. And, yes, the last connectors I got from RF Connection, 83-1P, because I specified that they had told me once I'd asked for the best connector they had. And so now I knew the number. And so when I was there a couple months ago, I got more of the same thing. So, well, that's good to hear that they're telling me the right thing. All right, this is KM4OZH for the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, Wednesday Night Net. Let's see here. Does anybody have an announcement? I know there's probably one announcement that's going on other than the next Thursday's September the 9th club meeting at the PATH Foundation. Some sad news of Paul, KO4NLV, passed away on Monday. And now, I did not know Paul, but I know a lot of you did. And he was from Amosville. And so I'm going to take and give a moment of silence here for Silent Key, KO4NLV. This is KM4OZH for the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, Wednesday Net. And I did ask, if anyone has an announcement to make, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. So I'll be taking check-ins now. Please speak slowly and use phonetics when giving your call sign. I'll get to each in turn. And I am working here with pencil and pad. There's no computer here, so go easy with me. And please call in now with your call sign only.
Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Uniform Alpha.
Kilo X-ray 4, Kilo Uniform.
Delta 8, Quebec Charlie November, WCCN, traffic no time.
Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima.
Whiskey X-ray 4.
All right, let's stop right there. I got, let's see, we got a double on the last here, let's see here, KO4, I copy, KO4 LUA, KX4 KU, let's see here, and I got a, if it's a KB8, QC is the suffix on that. Correct me and fill in the rest of the call sign, over.
Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, WD8QCN.
WD8QCN, I got KN4SBL, WB7RAV, and then there was a double with Randy. Please come again.
Kilo 3, Foxtrot, Romeo.
This is Whiskey X-ray 4, Bravo Echo Delta, WX4BD.
This is KN6 4, Charlie.
Kilo Sierra 1, Papa, Papa.
N7RBD.
All right, let's stop again there. Okay, we got K3FR. Stand by. W4BED. KO4, and I missed part of, I missed the tail end of that, the KO4 something Charlie. Over. Maybe I have it right. The Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Golf Charlie, is that correct? Over. Okay, that must not even be close. Let's see, and then there was a Kilo 8 station. Come again, please. All right, we'll hopefully this will all work out here. All right, let's start off here with uh,
Let's see, Rich was already checked. I guess I'm going to go back to K1HTV, and then we'll go from there. K1HTV, good evening, Rich.
Yep, it's K1HTV. Yeah, I heard KO4CLR, KO4Charlie, Lima, Romeo, KO4CLR. Those are better phonetics than Charlie Lincoln Radio. I think would find people would find it very difficult on HF to even understand what that means, especially the foreign stations. So you may want to go to the standard phonetics. KO4CLR was another one that checked in. Couple comments propagation-wise. 17's back up, getting back up in the shape after the magnetic storm we had a number of days ago. It's opened up quite well. The solar flux being over 90 has helped the band. Work station in China, a number of JA stations this evening. Also, 15 opened up to the Pacific. Worked at 3D2 USU for a new band on 15 meters. That's a station operating from Fiji. And also, 2 days ago, worked Mongolia on 17 meters. And finally, there's a ZD7 Germany Delta on St. Helena Island. It's been quite active on 17 meters, if you haven't worked that one yet for DXCC credit. Other than that, I'm still working on my antenna switching project. So back to you, Gil. And, yeah, you want to there was an Echolink station. I think you picked up the Echolink station, but maybe we'll take another pause for Echolink. It takes quite a bit of a delay time sometimes, and then take a standby for the rest of the guys who didn't hear their calls on the list. So keep up the good work and plow onward, farmer. I guess I can tell you that since you are a farmer, a hay farmer anyway. Plow onward. KM4OZH, K1HTV.
Okay, thank you very much, Rich. Let's see, let's go to KO4LUA. Good evening, sir.
Good evening back to you, KO4LUA. Just real quick, just want to say God bless Paul and his passing, and most of all, God bless his family and the people at Pine. Just one thing, doing real good. I got my general 2 weeks ago, and I've worked, I think I say now, 54 countries. That's what it says on QRZ. And also on QRZ, I have a map showing the countries that I've worked, the QSOs I've done, and I'd appreciate if people look at that and see how it's going. That's about it. KO4LUA.
Well, very good. That's a good deal for just getting your general ticket, so keep up the good work. All right, let's go to Kevin, KX4KU. Go ahead, Kevin.
KM4OZH, KX4KU. And then that good evening, Gil. Thank you so very much for filling in tonight and helping out. I encourage more members to help out. And what was I going to say? Let me take a break. I did today's CWT this afternoon. I'm also been trying to figure out a problem with my Rig Pi remote. As for the RF connectors, the only thing I understand why you would use the amalgamated tape. I use coax steel, which is sort of like it. But I think amalgamated tape might be, they could be the same, but that definitely works better than black tape or electrical tape. I can attest that myself. Because when it's outside for any period of time, it just gets to be a mess. So I guess that's about it. I will turn it back over to you, Gil. Thanks again. KM4OZH, KX4KU, back to tonight.
Well, thanks for that, Kevin. I certainly appreciate it. All right, let's move here to WBA-QCN. Steve, good evening.
Good evening, Dylan. I'm
terrible copy. Terrible copy that time. I don't know whether you can do anything about it, whether you can up the power. Because they're very, very noisy. Over.
Gil, how's this?
Now it's working. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I just had to move the antenna about a foot down on the HQ walking around the house tonight. Okay. San Foro is the net, WDQCN. Yeah, I was just poking around FD8 this week. Not too much new going on. I think I heard one thing from the San Marino on. And most of my contacts the last couple days have been on the that's about it. Just waiting for nicer weather to get out and do some antenna work. And I hope everyone has a great holiday weekend. We'll see you on the Sunday night. Hopefully we can do this next week.
Well, very good, Steve. Yeah, keep plugging away at it. All right, let's go to KN4SBL. Bob, good evening. What you got for us?
Good evening, Gil. This is KN4SBL. Thanks for running the net tonight, for sure. Let's see here, especially let's go to the topic of tonight about the RF connectors. I might need to look into that because a lot of my adapters from N connector to PL239, I mostly get off of Amazon, and I may be getting the cheaper version. So if I heard correctly, it's the 81-1P connector type that I should be looking for. I think I'm going to definitely delve into that. As far as the waterproofing with the rubber tape being in the electrical field, especially doing high voltage electrical splices, I use rubber tape, friction tape, and then plastic, and that normally keeps most moisture out of all electrical connections that are exposed to moisture. That's what I do to my outdoor connections. So I feel like I'm waterproofing them, but the quality of the RF connectors may be questionable. So maybe that's my woes of late with especially the FT8 realm of my HF endeavors. So I'll definitely be looking into that. Again, Gil, thanks for running the net. KM4OZH from KM4SPL, back to net.
Well, very good, Bob. And, yeah, that number was 83-1SP. That was the Amphenol number. And one thing that that Rich mentioned there was I use those connectors in most of my mobile equipment and in things outdoor. I will cheat and use the some less than connectors for indoor applications and so forth. But one other thing that I have noticed that after running a weekend of mobile and stuff that I the connectors that I hand tightened, I come back and they're all loose. So that's where I've learned to maybe run it a little bit and bounce it and vibrate it around a little bit and then go back and re-tighten all those again, whereas I have used pliers for outdoor connections that are hard to get to that are supposed to be semi-permanent. But a matter of riding around a little bit, finding them loose, and you know you tighten them up. So just got to keep watch after that stuff. All right, let's go to WB7RAV. Randy, good evening.
Good evening. This is WB7RAV. Not doing too bad this week so far. Had to run down to Dahlgren this morning. Got down there without any problem. Came back amid all of the downpours and got soaking wet. Fortunately, we were inside vehicle, so glad we were inside. As far as radio is concerned, haven't done much. I've been reading up on how to do DMR and trying to program my radio for a DMR, see if I can figure out how to do it and go with that. Nothing else to discuss, so back to net, WB7RAB.
Well, very good, Randy. You've got to keep plugging away at that stuff. It's just like I've been looking over Bruce's presentation there and figuring some of it out, but yeah, it's still off in the distance. All right, let's go to Ron, K3FR.
Okay, K4KM40ZH, K3FR. Standing on the corner of my rug, which is a hot spot for when I'm using my handy donkey. Well, I've been trying some a little bit of experimenting this past week. Basically mentioned it on Sunday, and that was using the Q65 mode from WSKTX software. And surprisingly, it works quite well once you get the used to doing it. I mentioned making use of the a priori characteristics capabilities of the decoder in Q65. And the way you get the call sign and the grid number for the station that you want to try to work to help fill in 3 points of a priori knowledge is to use the SPLAT 65 page, subpage off of the Ping Jockey Central website. Ping Jockey Central has been sort of one of the mainstays for chat and setting up schedules for the meteor scatter crowd. And now there's a terrestrial page as well as the EME pages off of that. And find that very helpful. A very, very rich community of knowledgeable people and helpful people. And I recommend trying that if you want to try Q65 and break your second. And so that's that. So one of the highlights this afternoon, we tried a new sub-mode with Andy up in New Jersey, K2UQW. I've worked him a number of times on 6 meters on FT8, but we went over to 2 meters, 144.170 is the frequency there, and we tried... Q65 30C rather than A, which is normally the mode used down on 6 meters, and very, very good copy, particularly with the new decoder. I had also upgraded to the most recent version of the release candidate, that's RC5 for software version 2.5. That is due to sunset at the end of September, and so perhaps we'll have a new general release of WSJT in the meantime. Plus, also I had a good 6 meter QS holder on Q65 out to Missouri in the middle of the day on what did seem to be a fairly dead band, 6 meters on Monday, I think it was. Yeah. So that's what we've been doing. K4OCH, K3FR.
Well, very good, Ron. Yeah, 6 meters, it's all night. The band's not quite dead yet. And so you just get to wait for the right opportunity. All right, very good. All right, let's go to N1BED. Mark.
I think that was WX4BED, Gil.
Well, Travis, maybe that's why there is no response. All right, let's try again to WX4BED. Go right ahead.
Oh, good evening to everybody on the net. This is Whiskey X-Ray 4, Bravo, Echo, Delta, Alert, Alpha, Lima, Alpha, India, Romeo, Echo. I am in Chambersburg, Bedford County, Virginia. I am a long way away from Warrenton. And at the Warrenton Fauquier Airport, it was 68 degrees with a dew point of 64 and a relative humidity of 89%. The winds were northwest at 14 miles an hour, gusting to 20. The pressure was 29.64 inches and rising. It looks like it was cloudy with broken clouds at 1,600 feet and an overcast cloud deck at 2,500 feet with a ceiling of 1,600 feet. Well, I don't have much to add to this net tonight other than the fact that I'm a long way away from Warrenton. I discovered this net on WebSDR.org. If you go to WebSDR.us server 8902, again, that is Whiskey Echo Bravo Sierra Delta Romeo dot Uniform Sierra colon 8902, you'll find the stream in which I found the Northern Virginia, Southeast Maryland, and D.C. area repeaters that I contact over Echolink. It's definitely fun to use Echolink. I haven't gone into HF yet. I'm still just a technician. But soon I'll get there. But other than that, I don't have much to add. So I'll turn it back to Net. This is WX4BED.
WX4BED. Well, thanks so much for calling it from Bedford, Virginia. So very good. Appreciate all your information there. Please check in again. All right, let's go to Alexi, KO4CLR.
This is KO4CLR. Good evening, everyone. Again, I want to reiterate that was terrible news about KO4NLV. Seemed like a very energetic person. I'm sorry to hear him go. Rich, thank you again for sharing the technical aspects of the antenna connections tonight. That was actually right on point. I actually went out this afternoon and checked the connections on my radio antenna just because of the weather and everything today. And sure enough, there was not only were they loose, there was water intrusion as well, so I cleaned them up as best I could, put it all back together. Appears to be working okay. Other than that, I really have nothing to add to the net tonight. Thank you again for hosting, and this will be KO4CLR back to net.
Well, very good, Alexi. Well, you know, you go out there looking at it. You got to look at it. You won't ever find anything wrong if you never look at it. So that's the key. All right, look, I'm going to drop and give a little wait here. There may be an Echolink check-in waiting in the wings, maybe Sippy. So I'm going to, any Echolink stations, please call now.
KS1 PPY.
And 7IBD.
All right, that was good. That was successful. Copied KS1 PPY and then 7IVV. All right, let's go to Sippy, KS1 PPY. Go ahead.
Cam4OZH and the net. Good evening. Thank you so much, Gil, for picking this up. I don't think I could have made the net work with this echo leg. I tried getting in the first round, and I could not get this thing to gray out my transmit button to let it go. And thank you for the moment of silence for Paul. I'm still boggled by how fast he sort of disappeared on us. I remember I was just thinking about the first time I talked to him on the radio. I was one of his first contacts. He and Rich and I heard him come across the repeater and make his first contact. He was real excited about the whole thing. It's a shame to have him leave so early. I think he was studying for his general. So, like I said, I appreciate the moment of silence for him, for a silent key. And not too much to report radio-wise. I have been struggling with trying to get work settled in and new vaccination requirements and all kinds of stuff. So I've been doing a little bit of stuff through the night, just tuning into wherever I thought the bands were open and grabbing a contact or two, but nothing significant, nothing fantastic, and I look forward to hopefully going to the PBRC meeting tomorrow. And I don't know, did we include any announcements when the next testing session is? I'm going to put a concerted effort for my extra. That's all I got. KS1 PPY. Back to Matt.
Oh, very good, Sippy. I don't have information on licensing testing. If somebody else does, they can put that in there. And so let's go to another internet connection in 7IVV. Brad, go ahead.
KM4OZH and 7IVV. I think I've got a lousy connection down here where I am, so I'll make it short. Rich, thanks for that information. I'll look forward to seeing that on groups.io because it's got half the information got chopped because of where I am. Everybody else, thanks for your info. I think that there's a testing session coming up the end of this month, and I think it may be on the website, but if not, Kevin can probably fill that in. Anyway, I'll let you go. I'll catch up to you guys later on, N7RVV.
Oh, very good, Brad. And your audio coming this way was just fine, so it was no problem on this end. So we copied you good. All right, let's see. I need to ask for more general check-ins here now because I know there's at least one more out there. Check-ins, please call now.
KX4KU, recheck.
Whiskey 8, Bravo, Tango. Apparently, I don't even need to use my call sign.
Apparently not. WAPT, that's Travis out there. I recognize Travis's voice. There's no problem, so he can just chime right in. Let's see. I'll hold off on Kevin's recheck, and WAPT, go right ahead, please.
Hey, Gil, you might want to take one more, too, because somebody doubled with you there. I don't have too much to add. I'm looking forward as well because the neighbor came over and handed me the rent, so I kind of missed a little bit of Rich's reading the article there. But I want to say it was a very nasty, disgusting day as far as humidity goes, but it feels great out here tonight now with the breeze blowing. I hope the ground dries out and we don't have any tree issues tonight with the pines around the house with the... I think we got 2 inches last night and a half an inch extra this afternoon. But we also had an inch and a half in 20 minutes on Sunday here at my QTH. So the ground is well soaked. Hopefully the pond is starting to fill up. But and nothing much on radio. I will say I've never seen the Scotch 013 Charlie or something that Rich was talking about. I've never seen that. I'd be interested to look that up because I had bought some coax seal that, off of eBay or Amazon, and it lasted about a year. You know, I did a pretty careful job putting it up, but the sun here just brutally beat it up, and I went up with water intrusion at my ZS6BKW between the ladder line and the just stripped end of coax. I've now kind of gone to using, I prefer to use 3-to-1 heat shrink with the adhesive lining. I find that works well. I know it's good enough for Comcast or Times Fiber, who installed our cable. They put that over top of the pin connectors on the end of the 7/8 hard line, and it has not failed yet, so... Anyway, that's about it. Back to Ned, WABT.
WABT. Very good, Travis. Appreciate it. And so let's go to let's go back to Kevin. Recheck KX4KU.
KM4OZH, KX4KU, back in the net. Few things. One is the connector that Rich mentioned was the 83-1SP. And the important part of what he said is nothing else. Go out to Amazon or whatever to look at PL239s. The cheap ones have a dash, some other number. But if you want a true one, the real one like you were talking about, Gil, that you got, no numbers afterwards. So I just wanted to point that out. Yes, we are having a VE session. September 25th at the Warrington Fauquier Airport. Please contact Katie Gillum, K4TER, if you want to attend. And lastly, let me take a slight break. I meant to ask this at the beginning, I forgot, but the Manassas Weather Station. The NOAA radio station. I just wondered if that was still having issues or not. It says it's up. I can hear it sometimes. The only reason I ask is, and I am on the fringe, I realize that. You know, but we did have a tornado warning here at about 12:30 after midnight this morning, and my radio just displayed a check signal. So I didn't know if anybody had who listens to it more often might know if that is still up and down or what. That's all I have. Thanks a lot again, Gil. KM4OZH, KX4K, back to that.
Yeah, Kevin, the National Weather Service transmitter is right here in Manassas where the antenna is, and several times that I've had it on today, it's been a perfectly fine signal, so I can't say for sure what the issue is. I didn't have it on all day, but it may be weather-related to where you are. So, all right, now, at this point, I'm going to call for check-ins one more time. Any rechecks or anybody that I might have missed, please call in now with your call sign only.
This is FR.
All right, and I think somebody doubled with K3FR. I'll try again.
This is Sean, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Sierra Hotel. Good evening.
All right, I believe we've got K3FR and KF4TSH. Go ahead.
Okay, K3FR. Just wanted to say that if anybody wants any questions or talk about the 265 after the net, I'll be monitoring here for a while. And also wanted to comment that KX4BD down there in Bedford, the way he handled that weather report out of R44 and from Fauquier Airport sounds like he's a professional at it. KE3FR, back to the net.
Okay, thank you, Ron. All right, let's go to KF4TSH. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone on the net. I was just listening in. I caught most of the net, and everything sounds good. I appreciate all the information you guys are putting out there. It's very helpful. And as far as the comment about the weather station up in Manassas being down, I listen to it quite frequently from time to time, and I haven't heard any issues with it over the last week or so. So hopefully that'll help out anybody that's checking on that. Other than that, that's it. Everyone have a good evening. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Sierra Hotel, 73, and I'll be listening.
Well, thanks so much for that. Yeah, and here I am, rookie net control. So you're checking in with Sean. You're checking in with the rookie here. So I'm trying. All right, I'm going to ask for one final call for check-ins for this evening. And this is KM4OZH for the Farinet. And please call now. Call sign only. All right, very good. Well, I guess we're going to wrap this thing up here for this evening. And this is KM4OZH for the Farinet, and thanks to everyone for joining us tonight. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farinet at w4va.org. And feel free to continue discussions on the repeater. This is Gil, KM4OZH. The net is now closed, 7-3.
KX4KU, K1HTV.
K1HTV, KX4KU.
Regarding the posting of this information that I gave today, you want to put it in the file section or just send it as an email? It's about a page and a half. Is that too long for an email? Or what's the best way to put that information on over?
Probably be best to maybe do both. It's not too long for the email. Yeah, I'm assuming it doesn't include pictures and stuff. It's mostly just direct text. But it also might be good to stow away somewhere in the files area, too. So that's what I would suggest.
Okay, I'll send an email to the reflector and put a copy of it in the files section. I'll find a place to put it. That makes sense. Very good. And Gil, good work on the net. Your solo... Your first attempt as a net control, and with each time you do it, it'll probably get a little bit easier. Especially being able to copy the calls, you know, and be able to write them down or type them in. All right, take care, 7-3, and back to you, Kevin.
K1HTE, KX4KU, thanks very much. Rich, that was very interesting, and I think it'll be useful to a lot of people. 7-3, and good night. KX4KU.
7-3, K1HTV clear, and I'll be monitoring.
Yes, 1PPY, KF4LUA.
November 7, India, Victor.
There was a bunch of doubles in there. I'm not sure what the first one was, but I hear KO4LUA, give me a shout. KO4LUA, KS1PPY.
KS1PPY, KO4LUA. Just a quick note, I'm sorry I missed you on 17 the other day. I was busy filling out logs and wasn't looking at my screen. But I saw a bunch of CQs on there. Okay, well, anyways, that's all. You have a good night. 7-3 to you, KF4LUA.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, no worries. I just happened to see you pop up on my my little alert thing where I put in members of the club and people that I'd like to see, and I guess I copied you once, so I clicked on it and let it go for a few minutes trying to call you back because I thought you were doing CQ or something. And that's no worries. We'll catch you again another time. And, it happens. Have a good one. 7-3, KS1PPY.
KX4KU, WABT.
Kilo, Sierra, 1, Papa, Yankee, disconnected. Whiskey, X-ray, 4, Bravo, Echo, Delta, disconnected.